Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. Well, in this program, we answer the questions that you have related to Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad. May peace be upon him and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who's a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor, we have a question from a 14-year-old boy, a very strange question. His name is Zahran Han, and he's from Islamabad, Pakistan. And he's saying that I go to a British school in Pakistan, and I live in a very liberal family, but my family is so liberal in their conversations that I sometimes feel uncomfortable. I want some of the tips and advices. Thank you so much.
Yes, so we need to know what he means by liberal. If they're talking about things which normally people do not talk about. And especially in Pakistani society, it's quite a conservative society. And therefore, normally you don't open up with your children, even between yourselves, about such things. So if he thinks, if the parents are talking about things which they think are important for him to know as a young person.
Professor, well, we actually received this question in the holy month of Ramadan, and it said that whosoever Allah wishes to guide, he guides him. And it seems that this boy, 14-year-old, has actually opened up being liberal in brackets. He means that his parents have encouraged their children being friends with the opposite sex, and that's what he means by being liberal, while as this child himself feels uncomfortable and he wants some guidance. And this question we received in the holy month of Ramadan, and today we had the opportunity to use.
So it doesn't mean that the liberal in the sense that I would like to understand that maybe they're talking about things which are important and he should know about them as something which is a normal thing which we think should be done by parents, which it is not, especially in conservative societies like Pakistan. Parents do not talk about these things with their children, and they leave it to the whims of the society to let them know about such things. Especially in the age of social media, where everything is on the net and you can't, you know, stop anything from coming, you can't filter. But yes, in certain elite sections of our society, where there's so much open-minded, there are no limits to the relationships between men and women and all that, and they are talking in such a way which seems to be offensive and vulgar. And of course, that is the situation he needs to tackle. Number one, he should be able to this would be difficult for him to be able to talk to his parents, to talk them out of talking in such a way. But because the moment he starts talking that way, they would become really apprehensive that he's now going down the mullah's path.
Yeah.
So that is a very difficult situation. And we find in such situations, parents become very concerned that a child
is feeling modest actually going down the mullah's path.
Of course, if their mindset is such that society should
so
be open.
So they will think like that, basically.
They will, of course, think that he's going down the mullah's path. And so that is the important thing that he needs to understand, that if he starts... he can only avoid such situations where he's being forced to sing such a way.
Yeah.
So he needs to balance the situation. Either he just he understands that what they're saying is not correct, then himself he should
take decisions. Right.
Be independent in his own behavior and his own decisions.
Yeah. Perhaps we'll discuss more with you after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we are talking about a 14-year-old who feels uncomfortable with the liberal and open kind of environment he has in the family. So yes, Professor, you were helping us that he should be, if he's able to make independent decisions, then he should be able to manage. He should be managing and controlling himself.
Yes, Joe, he should, there are two issues. If he is himself being forced to do something which is wrong, that is one thing. And number two, he wants them to change their opinion. He wants to make them realize that they're making a mistake. These are two things.
Yeah.
So if he can show his independence and he makes his own decision and makes them feel that he is not going to budge from that position and he's going to take care of the Islamic principles and the values of Islam, and he makes them realize that you may say whatever you want, but I can't. I'm responsible to you. I'm answerable to you. I am going to follow your commands, but with this condition that they do not conflict with the commands of Allah Almighty.
All right.
So, yes, we need to obey our parents, but the condition, the major condition is, the most important condition is that their commands do not conflict with the commands of Allah.
Yeah.
If they want him to do something which is wrong in the eyes of Allah, then he should clearly say to them that I am not allowed to do so by virtue of my religious principles and values. So as far as his own behavior goes, he needs to protect himself from such a situation and not accepting their inclinations or what they desire. As far as keeping to his position and keeping to maintaining his independence may make them realize that they're making a mistake. But if that does not happen and they continue on this path, then he needs to take advice from people who can help him and assist him in talking and maybe allowing them to talk, he gets to a situation where he is able to make senior people come to his house and talk to his parents and to maybe senior ulama or learned people, wise people, elderly people who can make his parents realize that they're making a wrong decision and they are doing something which is wrong and Islam does not want that to happen.
Yeah. So, what is important is that 14-year-old is not, we won't say he's that young or he's not either too old, but you are giving some of the tips and advices that he can actually manage things, he can actually balance the things, and today there's a world of internet, he can actually guide himself on Islamic principles and Islamic sayings so that may Allah enlighten his heart and also the heart of his parents. and also give them this sense that there's a balance between being open and being modest with our children. Well, Professor will discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Regarding the sixth verse of Surah At-Tahrim, the 66th Surah of the Holy Quran, that is, O you who have faith, save yourselves and your families from a fire. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam said, save your families from fire by enjoining them to do good and forbidding them from evil deeds.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we have Professor Salman Naqvi with us. We are discussing about the parents who are kind of more open and liberal to their children, and sometimes it's their children who do not feel very comfortable. So is it okay to be that open, or Professor has something more to say? Yes, Professor.
Yes, one of the issues nowadays that we're facing in society in general, and especially all over the world, but especially in Islamic society, is that there's a movement, a feminist movement going on, especially a feminist movement where they're talking about their rights. And they profess and they claim that it's my body and I have all the rights over it. I can do whatever I like with my body. In Urdu, they say, "Mera jism, meri marzi."
My body, my choice.
My body, my choice. So these are the slogans being given there. So unfortunately, it's not a good situation, and many so-called liberal, open-minded people are also. Even men folk are joining in with this voice of, unreason. It's not the voice of reason. We need to understand that all of us, we belong to Allah Almighty. Whatever we have is Allah has given us. Our body is a trust with Allah from Allah Almighty.
And we will be questioned tomorrow.
And we will be answerable to Allah Almighty about it. So we cannot deal with ourselves or with anybody based on our own whims and our own feelings and what we think is right. So this open society which is there today, we need to confront it in a very logical way. Of course, unfortunately, sometimes why do they think that it's the mullah's way or it's the mullah's path instead of saying that it's Allah's path?
All right.
It's sometimes because we, the ulama, the scholars, religious scholars, try to portray themselves as those who are the stakeholders in this issue. They have personal gains to benefit from in this situation.
All right.
The society feels that they are. They want to keep their influence and their power by imposing their will upon others.
Yeah.
Whereas, actually, it's not their own will, it's the will of Allah, it's the path of Allah, it's the way of Allah that has to be imposed on society. So it depends on how we talk to our society. If they see that we are looking for example, a special position in society as ulama, as religious scholars, then of course they will be offended and they will think that we are looking for some special position in society. No, we should make them realize and they should understand that whatever we as religious scholars or ulama are claiming or professing, it's not our personal opinion. It is something which God says very explicitly. It's not it's not a matter of interpretation. Some commands of Allah Almighty are very clear, and especially about modesty.
Explicit.
It's very explicit.
Well, what is important is that both parents and children got to be educating themselves over Islam, and being open-minded does not always mean to be anti-Islamic. In fact, the more Islamic behavior you have, the more open-minded you are, because Islam is a complete religion which guides us on each and every topic of our life. We have Quran that talks about science, education, everything, psychology, health, history, and many more things. So what's important is to educate ourselves, both as parents and also as children. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.